Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Eric Hoffman, a DNR officer in Marion County, about the just-begun deer season.
Bow season here in Iowa has just begun. We've already had a couple weeks of youth season. But first of all, just tell us about some of the dates for seasons this year.
Yeah, so bow season opened October 1st, and that'll run through December 2nd. That'll be the first split of the archery season here in Iowa. After that ends, we'll go right into shotgun one, and then followed by a shotgun two season, which we'll probably see the most pressure from our deer hunters, especially here in Marion County. For that concludes, we'll go right into our late muzzleloader and the second split of our archery season, and that will conclude January 10th.
And we're just going to talk about some notes here, things people should remember during the seasons. And one of the things that you mentioned was antlerless tags. What can you tell us about that this year?
One of our big ways that we manage our deer population in the state of Iowa, and specifically here in Marion County, is each county has a specific quota of antlerless tags that the DNR offers. For Marion County, we start out with 1,650 antlerless tags. Currently, we're looking at right around 930 tags left for Marion County. So I would encourage hunters that would like the opportunity to harvest an additional doe or antlerless deer that they go ahead and purchase that, because typically the last 2 years we've been seeing that sell out right around the shotgun one, shotgun two time. So especially those hunters looking to get an extra tag or an extra opportunity for that late muzzleloader season or the second split of the bow season, kind of want to think ahead and go ahead and purchase that beforehand, because they have been selling out a little bit faster than years previous.
Obviously, tagging and reporting, what's important about them?
Yes, absolutely. So when a hunter purchases that tag, there are some specific requirements that after they're successful in harvesting a deer that are pretty important that they do. That animal is required to be tagged within 15 minutes of locating it or before it's moved for transportation by any means. So for an antlerless deer, transportation tag is required to be placed around the leg of that antlerless deer. If you are fortunate enough to harvest a antlered buck, tag is required to be affixed to the main beam between one of the points, so that it's not able to be easily slid off. And before you go place that tag on it, we'd like you to notch the month and date that's on the bottom of that tag before you affix that to the animal. And then following up with that is the reporting aspect of it. One way that we manage our deer herd is through reporting. You're required to report that animal. You can either call that in, and that's that 1-800 number is right there listed on the tag, or you can also get onto the DNR's website, and you're required to report that animal by midnight following day after you harvest or kill it. That's first and foremost the best way that we can get a accurate idea of how many deer we're actually harvesting in the state of Iowa every year.
Another problem you've been having is with dumping. And what can you say about that?
I wouldn't call it a specific problem, but it seems like every year we've got two or three larger deer dumps that are called in, whether those animals are after they're harvested, after the season, whether the meat is taken off of them, it's just the carcass, or whether the whole deer is dumped because a person chose not to use that animal for animal feed or for consumption. Typically, we get several calls every year over animals dumped, whether it's in the road ditch or our public wildlife game management areas. The Iowa law does allow you to dispose of your deer along with your residential curb trash, or you could also take them to the landfill. And a third option, if you just do like to hunt but necessarily don't have an outlet to use that animal, we've also got a great program in Iowa where you can take that deer to a locker, a sponsored hush locker, and that animal will go to the food bank and help feed some of the needy people around the area. So that's also a great program and an outlet. So basically, there should be no reason why an animal ever has to be discarded in the road ditch or on one of our public game management areas.
Hunter education course coming up here?
We'll be finishing up this year with our last hunter education course in Pleasantville. It'll be held at Memorial Hall, and that'll be on the 10th of November. That class right now, we've got about 45 seats left. It's a ways out. Usually it fills up pretty fast, and we end up adding additional seats as it gets a little bit closer, because a lot of A lot of people with activities through the fall and stuff like that still need to get that hunter education right before our shotgun one season starts. So I'd encourage you to get onto the Iowa DNR's website. If you're looking to either yourself or get your child enrolled in the hunter education class, that would be the last one we have here in Marion County before our shotgun season. So just a little bit of forethought to try to get yourself registered before that, before it fills up.
Thanks again to Eric Hoffman. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.